Well, I'm delighted to have with me today Shona Partridge, and I've known Shona for probably about 5 years now. I know her as a very professional business coach and trainer. She specialises in working with self-employed women and small business owners, helping them to get more from their clients by teaching them marketing, public relations, writing and confidence skills. Particularly wanted to get Shona on board and as one of our interviewees, because Shona is also a licensed Get Clients Now trainer, and as listeners to earlier programs know, we have had CJ Hayden on and interviewed her as the author of Get Clients Now. So enough from me. Welcome, Shona.
Hello, Elaine. It's great to be here today.
We're going to talk about marketing generally now, aren't we? And particularly, you were going to focus on, say, 7 powerful things that you can do to really build your business.
Yes, and I wish I'd known these things from day one, but I've learned some of them the hard way. And there's 7 key things that work for me and have really helped me and the clients I work with build our businesses. They generally work for everybody, but some people may have a particular favourite. But I say, if you go with these 7, you can't really go far wrong.
That's great.
Well, I hope.
Well, and as you say, this is something that you've learned from your own experience, and now you've been working with quite a number of people with these different 7 steps, haven't you?
Yes, and also I'll talk more about the CJ's program after that, but I really wanted to give some context to what people can do without spending lots of money.
So what would you say?
Key as well.
Absolutely. So what would you say is our number one thing that we can be doing?
Well, I think the absolute thing that underlies everything else is not to be afraid of marketing. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of people don't necessarily understand it. They think it's a lot more complicated than it is. But as CJ says, it's not rocket science. But because people may have never had to do it before, if they've worked in a salaried job, it can be a bit scary, especially when as solo professionals, we're kind of selling us. It's so close to us that it feels like personal rejection if someone doesn't want what we're offering.
And I think for many people, marketing can seem as if it's one of those sort of black arts. It's you don't know what works, you don't know what does work, and that can be very daunting too.
Absolutely. And as someone who worked in the black art of PR for 20 years, I can tell you that that's actually not as sinister as some people would like you to think. So I would say to people to learn as much as they can about marketing, and the best place to start, obviously, is with CJ's book. Mm. Because there's a lot of theory out there and a lot of marketing that's aimed at much bigger businesses. But for the small service business, there are certain things that you can do at low cost or no cost.
So having geared ourselves up and told ourselves, right, we're not afraid of it, we're going for it, what would be the start point after that, would you say then, Shona?
Well, the next thing I would say is to really remember to market the results of your service, not the processes. And I think as coaches, we can be, you know, fall into the trap of telling people about how coaching works. It's 12 sessions over 3 months and we meet this way and that way. But it's much, much better and more effective to say, what do people actually get out of working with you? And what are the results of your program, rather than how it works? Mm. What can people expect to change as a result of working with you? Using, for instance, case studies and testimonials will really help you here, because it's not just you saying, this is what you'll get out of working with me. You've got other people saying it for you, which is much more powerful.
Absolutely. I think the power of testimonials can't be overestimated, really. The more testimonials you can get, the better.
So beware of having a website or a brochure that's too process-driven. And after that, this is one I wasn't terribly good at when I started, to be perfectly honest with you, Elaine, is follow up. It's so important, I'll say it 3 times. Follow up, follow up, follow up. We all go to networking events and gather handfuls of business cards, and we may even get as far as putting them into Outlook or some other system. But what do we do after that? And I think it's crucial to have some way of keeping in touch with people without doing a hard sell. This is not about hard sell. It's about keep in touch marketing. I mean, that's why I have an e-zine and a blog. And obviously there's some marketing content in my e-sign, but mm-hmm. two-thirds of it is useful information. So I've only ever had one person unsubscribe from my newsletter, which I think is quite good going.
Absolutely, yeah.
So have useful information to share. It gives you, obviously get permission first, goes without saying. But once you've got permission, you can contact people regularly. At the moment, I'm doing it monthly with maybe one email in between, but some people do it as often as weekly. But that might be too tight a timetable for most people to come up with an article every single week. But I cannot underestimate the importance of follow-up. And it means when somebody's ready for what you're selling, because they may not be when you meet them at a networking event, but when you keep in touch with them, then it means your name is at the front of their mind because they've heard from you recently.
And have you found that to be as successful or even more successful than perhaps picking up the phone and doing follow-up in that way?
I would do both. But it means you can hit a large number of people. Once your mailing list really starts to grow, then it's a way of making sure that at least once a month everyone hears from you. Mm. But I would also recommend that, you know, face-to-face meetings with key prospects and phone calls. Because it's not cold calling after all, is it, Elaine? Which we all hate. It's warm calling, which is quite different. Yeah, so use different methods, but I would recommend having some kind of written communication.
So all of that must mean that you need to be up to date with your planning skills and admin skills in that sense.
Absolutely. That's the next point. Have a written project plan for your business and your marketing. And a lot of small business owners are a bit reactive and can be a bit haphazard in which thing to do next. And we can get overtaken by events and distractions if we haven't got a plan. And one very simple tip I would like to share here, Elaine, is what I call the Friday list. And I find if you write just 5 or 6 key things on a Sunday or a Monday that you absolutely want to get done by the end of the week, this is not a draconian to-do list of 37 things. It's just like 5 or 6 key things that if you got them done by the end of the week would make a real difference. So by the time you get to Thursday, you look at this list again and maybe you've done 2 things. So it can galvanise you into action to get them done. It's incredibly simple, but also immensely powerful.
I know that one of the, from my own personal point of view, one of the benefits of the CJ Hayden's approach is the fact that she does systemize things really very well, doesn't she?
And that's absolutely,
you have a lot of really good materials there to help you to write your project plan for your business and your marketing.
Because there is a saying that if you spend 10 minutes planning, you can save an hour in execution. So I don't know who said that, but I think they're right. And then another absolutely key thing is, this takes a bit of time to build up, but be the perceived expert. If you write and speak and network, then over time people are going to associate you with your niche, which I'll come to next. But if people hate to do public speaking, and I know a lot of people do, you can still build up expert status by doing a lot of writing.
And your newsletter will be doing that too.
Absolutely. And a lot more people now have blogs as well, which are a less formal way of writing, because you don't have to be perfect in a blog. People expect a more diary type personal approach.
Yes, and we've got one of our interviews earlier in the programme was with Mark White, who talks a lot about business blogging. And mm-hmm. as you've said, it's a brilliant way of being perceived by external world as an expert in your field. And we are experts. We forget that we
yes.
do know a lot. We should know a lot about our subjects. So just a couple of paragraphs in a blog shouldn't be too painful for us.
And the other thing I love about blogs, Elaine, is they are so untechy.
Yes.
I use TypePad, and I literally just type in a normal type and plonk in a few pictures and I'm away, and it looks great. And I don't have to do any HTML or any code or anything at all. Networking is labour-intensive, but for a solo professional, I think it's absolutely vital. I think you can either write or speak, but I really, personally, don't think you can really make an impression initially without networking.
Mm.
And preferably with speaking, be the keynote speaker, even if you don't get paid. I mean, we all aim the heady heights of getting paid to speak, but it's free publicity. And there are lots of groups out there looking for speakers if you do a bit of research. Of course, in order to be the perceived expert, you need to have a strong, clear niche.
Absolutely.
And I almost feel this should have been number one. It's kind of tying for first place with not to be afraid of marketing. And I think coaches can avoid having a niche because there's an underlying, it's that fear again of losing potential customers.
It's very hard to say no, isn't it?
Absolutely.
To people. And our experience, I know yours as well as ours, is that the minute you do focus and say, no, this is what I'm doing, surprise, surprise, you get requests from people to do a wider range of things.
Yes. It's because you stand out. I mean, we're in a very crowded profession. And when I started 5 years ago, there weren't as many coaches as there are now, and I was a bit more generic. But even then, I had a selection of niches. So, you know, I did have specific programs. But the key benefits of having a niche are, as I've said, it helps you stand out in a sea of coaches, and it radically simplifies your marketing.
Mm.
It makes it so much easier to say what you do and who you work with when you do your, you know, 1 minute elevator speech. And again, it helps you be that perceived expert. It also builds your confidence, and people can refer potential clients more easily because they understand what you do. I mean, I help people reach their goals.
Mm.
Isn't memorable enough for people to then refer people on? And you get to work with your ideal clients. You also develop a personal brand. And guess what? People prefer to work with a specialist. I'm sorry to use a hospital analogy, but who would you rather do your heart operation, a general surgeon or a heart specialist? And I know that's using a rather radical metaphor, but it's the same with our lives. We will go to an expert first rather than a generalist. The other thing you can do more easily is you can identify where your target market congregates.
So you'd advocate that people really get that clear image of who their ideal client is in their mind.
And absolutely, yes.
So everything about that ideal client, you know, where they might hang out, the sorts of things they'd be interested in, all of those areas to really help you to market effectively.
Yeah, what publications do they read? What chat rooms might they be on online, etc.? Yeah. And of course, niches, what they call horizontal and vertical. Like my niche is self-employed women and small business owners. But within that niche, I also have specific programs. So I niche my programs as well, as you said when you introduced me, Elaine, around marketing skills, public relations, improving writing skills, and that all-important confidence and self-esteem, which we need when we run our own businesses. So even though I'm targeting a specific market, within that, I am working on very specific programs and areas. And somebody, for instance, might be a career coach, but they do career coaching for IT specialists.
Right.
So you can see how this starts to get a lot easier to think about. You know, parents of teens, coaching for lawyers, head teachers, and you've probably heard of Chris Barrow, who specialises in business coaching for dentists.
Mm. And we'd certainly like to help people to become specialists in weight loss or smoking cessation as well, because that's our business in the box that we're offering people to focus their niche in.
And the thing is, you've got a very hungry market. Sorry, that's a bit of a bad pun. I didn't mean that pun, but you know what I mean. You've got a hungry market. They want to change. So that's another way of thinking about finding your niche. What problem are you solving for people? Coaching is still a bit of a luxury item, so that people have to be quite determined to change something about their lives or their businesses in order to do it.
As you say, I think that whole area of being clear and focused as to your niche really is the most important thing with marketing. So are we down to our number 7 then, Shona?
Yes. Would it help if I recap? these, and then I'll do number seven, because that's kind of the whole CJ program thing.
Yes.
So seven powerful things you can do to build your business. Number one was, don't be afraid of marketing. Learn as much as you can about it. Two, market the results of your service, not the processes. Number three, follow up, follow up, follow up. Have a form of keep in touch marketing. Number four, have a written project plan for your business and your marketing. Number five, be the perceived expert. Speak, write, and network. Number six, have a strong, clearly defined niche. And number seven is, pick a few simple marketing tasks and do them consistently. Another marketing expert, Jay Abrahams, said that indifferent marketing done consistently actually worked better than brilliant marketing done occasionally.
Yeah.
And he's another expert, so I think he knows what he's talking about.
Absolutely.
But people tend to try a bit of this and a bit of that, and they give up too soon on some things. So this is where the magic of CJ's book and system kicks in. You get to pick your own items off her recipes. She calls them marketing recipes. So you've got a menu of things. So you don't have to do cold calling if you don't want to.
Yeah, that must be a relief for a lot of people.
I can see people's shoulders going down and they're going, oh, really? Every other marketing book I've read tells me I have to. I said, well, not this one. That's really the key secret in CJ's system, is you design it yourself using her system. So you've got a framework to put it into, and then you work the live bit of the program over 28 days. So you're talking about 4 working weeks. And some people can be overambitious, but you can tend to tweak it the first week or 10 days, but not too much, because you want to see what's working and what's not working. Mm. Also, we fill in charts and we have backup coaching weekly calls. So there's the accountability bit in there, because a lot of people buy the book, love it, read it, and then put it back on the shelf.
Mm. I think I got a stage further. I think I actually did sort of work out and put into detail plan, but I really did miss the support of peers to sort of help me to follow that through.
Well, I've never actually done this program and not got new clients.
Yeah.
You know, obviously I can't guarantee that, but my current class are getting fantastic results. And one of the interesting things that CJ says is the results don't always come where you're putting your effort. But I think it's because you're taking really concentrated, focused action. So you're more open to opportunities. I don't quite know how it works. Mm-hmm. I'd be a very rich woman if I could bottle that formula. So it really is a lot easier than it seems to do this. It's a case of picking up to 10 simple things to do on a daily or twice weekly basis and just keep on doing them, and the results will come.
You've been generous enough to make a special offer for subscribers of this network for your next program.
Yes, I've got a course starting on the 15th of March, and it's by telephone. I should emphasise it doesn't matter where you live, as this happens on a bridge line, so you can call in from anywhere, literally anywhere in the world. And I'm offering a saving of £30. Normally it's £157 for the programme, but for this list it's only £127. So if people want more information, they can go to my website, which is www.womenmeanbusiness.co.uk.
And that's an offer that's going to be limited, isn't it? Because obviously you're not having vast numbers of people on this course.
Oh, there's only 8 spaces on this course. Mm. It's very targeted that people get individual attention, because it's a very intensive programme. And it's something that people do as well as everything else. It would be fine if people sort of put everything else on hold and just did the programme. But life's not like that. So that's where the support really, really helps. Yeah, and the thing about having the 4 weeks of group coaching after you learn the system in 2 hour and a half long calls, and then we have 4 calls which go through the process with you. Every time something comes up that hasn't come up before, so we adapt the system as necessary. It's fantastic because having this brilliant structure means you can depart from it a wee bit if you want to change something.
Great.
It's not set in stone.
Well, thank you very much, Shona.
Well, I hope that people will at the very least go out and read the book.
Absolutely.
Because it will transform your business. It really will.
And obviously, we will put on the link to this audio download further details about your offer and how people can contact you. And again, I encourage people to go back to our very first interview, which was with CJ Hayden earlier, at the end of last year. And really, marketing is just critical to the success of your business. So everything that we can do, focusing on those 7 tips. Thank you very much again for those, Shona. Very, very helpful run through of, as you say, what you wish you'd known.
Absolutely.
Before you started your business.
Thanks, Elaine.
And then the offer for the program. So thank you so much for your time. And we look forward to hearing more from you in the future.
Right. Thanks.